Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi. How am I? Not great. Mr. Taylor's been emailing me all week.
Because we haven't given him an answer.
Yeah.
Well, it takes a bit of warming up into the improv, doesn't it?
Well, it does for you.
It does. Does it not for you?
Yeah. No, I'm away.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been emailing me. He wants an answer on the narrow about it, and so he's just been sending me photos of stuff.
Photos of stuff?
Mm.
Okay. Sorry, I knocked over a pot plant in the Airbnb. Well, we're going to see another one, so we can't give him a definitive answer.
Where are we going exactly today?
It's on the same stretch of canal as
right.
The
so it's a neighbour of Mr. Taylor's.
So you've got a reflection in your glasses. It was like you've got your eyes shut.
I have.
And it's have you?
No, well, I did have for a bit.
Right, okay, so you actually had your eyes shut.
Yeah.
It's on the same strip of river canal as the other boat. So I don't even know a name.
Oh, I do. I've got it here.
What's her name? Does she know her name?
Mrs. Falconio.
Okay. What do you think of my new haircut?
Yeah, nice.
Bit extreme, isn't it? Do you think I'd have a haircut like this?
No. You look like Ivan Drago.
I know, that's what I asked for.
From the nose up.
Body
wipe.
Yeah, I went in, I saw Duncan, who's like one of their senior hair. They're called stylists, not hairdressers now.
Yeah.
And I said, give me the Ivan Drago, because he was quite young. He didn't know he was. I had to Google him. to be fair play to the lad. He's nailed it, hasn't he? If anything, he's made it bigger, higher than Ivor's.
Yeah, Ivan, not Ivor.
Ivor.
Fucking Ivor. Ivor Drago.
It doesn't sound as intimidating.
Anyway, so we're just heading up to Mrs. Falconio's narrow boat.
This one's actually a lot more expensive. I got it wrong. It's 90 grand, this one. But it's a lot plusher than Mr. Taylor's one. It's 57 foot long, and it was built in 2013.
Say that again, I wasn't listening.
Sure. It was built in 2013, and it's 57 foot long. And I'm just downloading the brochure again on my phone. It's 89,000.
Fucking hell. I can't afford that.
It's let's just have a look at what we could get for that money. It's got four berths, a pump-out toilet. It's got heating. It's got the BSC expires in 2025. It's had blacking, whatever that is. The engine is a Lister JP3.
I hate you talking out loud like this outside the narrowboat.
What's that? It's just,
I hate you talking about the narrowboat like this outside the narrowboat, in case Mrs. Falconio can hear you.
I am loud, aren't I?
Yeah, and your hair's loud.
I keep forgetting what my hair looks like.
I don't.
I just had it done. Oh, I'm just looking at my reflection in the narrowboat window. Yeah. Guys.
But you're really loud in social situations.
I am, aren't I? Sorry, I've just forgotten how blonde my hair is. I didn't even ask Duncan to bleach it.
It's really spiky.
It's really spiky, isn't it? I've got a lot of maintenance to do on my hair to keep it up like that. I can't be asked. What's it going to look like when it's no? Genuinely, what's it going to look like when I don't oil it up in the morning?
Just be like a little middle part and flop over. Let's knock on the door. Let's see.
This is Falcone.
Falconio. Hello, Mrs. Falconio.
Hello, Mrs. Falconio. Hello. What, Johnny?
Hello,
Mrs. Falcone. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you, lads?
Yeah, I'm really good.
Cool, yeah, we're pretty good.
Thanks for showing us around your canal boat. You do not look like an actress, I know.
What's going on here?
You're selling us a fucking narrowboat, Mrs. Falconio.
You've been drinking, Mrs. Falconio. What's going on?
You look like you've been put on the spot, Mrs. Falconio.
It feels a little like that.
Has your husband been dealing with the correspondence?
Yes. So you've been chatting to my husband about what exactly?
About selling your 57-foot narrowboat, the SM Hudson.
Yeah, she's a big'un.
She is an effing big'un. I'm surprised you've forgotten about her.
Lads, will you just bear with me for one moment?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Oh, so Mrs. Falconio. She's run off into the narrowboat. And everything all right?
Everything all right, Mrs. Falconio?
I'm so sorry. I had to just turn off the robot hoover. I couldn't hear so well.
Oh, right. Have you got a robot? I've got a robot hoover, Mrs. Falconio.
Yeah, which one have you got?
I've got I think it's called a Venga.
Okay.
Yeah, it's rare to have one on an aeroboat.
You seem distracted, Mrs. Falconio.
I don't. Just to start off, the fact that you keep repeating my name is slightly disconcerting.
Yeah, we were going to ask. That's obviously your married name. Where does the name Falconio come from?
It's actually originally it's Spanish.
Oh, is it? Is your husband Spanish?
Oh no, sorry. His ancestors are Spanish.
Sure. What part of Spain?
A lot of them came over on the Armada.
Is that where your love of boats comes? His love
that's
of boats.
That's where it stems from. It's in our blood.
Is it Spanish for falcon?
Oh no, Falconia.
Falconio. It says Falconio on the website.
Oh, no, well, it's Spanish. No, the Spanish pronunciation is Falconia.
All right, arsey.
I don't think that was arsey at all. What's happened here is that I've received
a last-minute email.
Yeah.
Asking if you can come and have a look at my 57-foot-long narrowboat.
Yeah,
that's essentially what I'm faced with is two...
You always mention the how long it is when you talk about it.
It's like the only bit of info you've got. What else do you know about this narrowboat?
What do you want to know?
Now you're on the front foot.
Can't keep up with you.
You're talking girth, you're talking width, you're talking...
Whatever info you've got. How long have you had it?
We've had it approximately 2.5 months.
Oh,
wow. That's not long. Yeah.
Did you do it up and selling it on, something like that?
No, it's not so much that. It's more that it's really reliable. There's no...
Didn't say it wasn't.
Well, yeah, we asked why you were getting rid of it, and you said it's because it's reliable. That seems an odd reason to get rid of it.
No, you asked how long...
Careful joke.
She's moving forward.
Feels a bit combative.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean to. You're the one stepping forward.
Joe, her husband's in the background.
Oh, yeah. What's your husband's name out of interest, the little chap there?
Johnny
Falconio. Yeah.
He's a cricketer.
Is he?
He was professional, yeah.
Oh, I like cricket.
Mm. Has he played at a decent level?
Yeah, he used to play for the West Indies.
Did he?
Yeah.
Johnny Falconio.
20 odd years ago now, but he still enjoyed. Is there something? You found that very funny that my husband was a professional cricketer.
No, not at all. No, not at all. I apologise. No.
You're interested in the boat.
Yeah. Well, so last week we went to see Mr. Taylor, one of your neighbours, because he's selling his boat, and he was just a bit odd with us. So we wanted to check out another narrow boat, and yeah, that's why we're here.
Yours is a bit more expensive than his. His was on for 30. Yours is on for 89,950. That's quite a jump up. Is there any reason it's that much more than Mr. Taylor's boat? Because they're quite similar looking, but you've added another sort of 50 grand to the price of yours.
As you know, it's the robot Hoover.
Yeah.
I'm throwing that in.
Okay, for 50 grand.
Yeah, so it's a multi sleeper. I don't know if... My neighbour... I think he's only got one sort of single berth.
He's got four,
same as you, yeah. Yours says here four berths. No, we saw inside he has got four berths. So it's the same as yours, if I'm honest. So it's almost identical, except yours is, I say, 50 grand.
Yeah, so mine's got four berths that his fold has got out. Four.
Oh, yours fold out.
Yeah, so the four berths actually fold out into about 16 berths in total.
Oh, wow.
They come out the side of the boat then or something?
No. You see, what John's done, my husband, is it's a very clever... It's not...
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
It's like a multi-platform. So okay. you go down into the sort of sleeping quarters.
Jesus.
Why don't you just show us?
Can we come have a look? Can we come in?
Yeah. Can I just, sorry?
I'll try not to wake your husband up. the West Indian.
It's not so much that you'll wake him up. He's actually he's down there at the moment. He's in a coma.
Is he now? Shit, what happened?
Cricket.
Cricket.
Oh really?
Oh no.
A cricket injury.
Yeah, blow to the head.
Oh, wow.
So what's happening at the moment, he's actually in a coma down there.
I can see him in the kitchen. It's like in a big adult baby seat.
Yeah, can we ask why you put him in that?
In the baby seat? Yeah, no, he's been discharged from the hospital, but it's about, the thing is, at this stage of the coma, it's all about building, like, new neural pathways.
Of course.
And the way you can often do that is by taking the patient back to a time in their life where they felt happy, contented.
Right. Yeah.
I know that that's... This is what he would have wanted, so...
Right. Can we look at your boat? Please, can we look at your boat?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is nice.
John, could you pop back down into the chest, please?
My find your food, please. Keep biting.
So what's it like living on a boat, Mrs. Falconio? Do you enjoy it? Because I've never lived... Like, Joe's really into... Narrow, yeah, I've never done it before.
I've been on a week's holiday, but that's it. I still like living, yeah, for two and a half months.
Right. Quite a holiday.
No, you've lived on a boat for 2.5 months.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Yeah.
I've only been on... But you said you lived on one for... Only 2.5 months.
That quite a holiday remark seemed to come from a woman who hasn't been on holiday for a while.
Yeah, you stressed? You seem stressed. You've got your hands over your face.
It's been quite a stressful morning.
Come.
Some unexpected stuff has happened.
Right.
I wasn't expecting you guys to sort of turn up, actually, if I'm honest.
Oh. But I sent you an email last night saying we would.
Yeah, I must have got... What I've done is I've made a large misinterpretation of that email.
Right. What was the email you sent, Joe?
Can we come and look at your canal boat at 10 tomorrow? And you said, fine, see you there.
Yeah.
So where's the confusion?
I thought you were someone else.
Oh. So who are you expecting to turn up?
Let's just say I wasn't expecting you to.
Right.
So you're being so energetic.
Right.
Sorry for being energetic.
Do you want to have a little look outside?
Yes, please.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
It's claustrophobic in here.
Yeah, we've got like an outside deck.
Lovely. Yeah, yeah. Did you put this on? Did you do this, or was this already here with when your ancestors bought it?
So if I can just.
That's nice. Wow, there's a clock on there. This is decking, is it? Cool, is it dining?
Wow.
Oh, blimey, that's enormous. Who's that doing the decking?
Who's that doing the decking?
That's Martin.
Hello, Martin. God, he's getting stuck. He's taking on a big old project there, isn't he? God, it's almost like he's taken on too much. He's bitten off too much than he can chew there. Look at that.
What's the phrase again, Joe?
I don't know. Bitten off more than he can chew, Martin.
So why are you having that bill if you're selling up?
So what's included in the price is actually your docking. Where you can set sail from.
So the size of the decking is sort of kind of disproportionate to the size of the boat, though, isn't it? And you're using...
The mistake that we've made, I think, is that we've built it out of quite heavy blocks.
Oh, yeah, it's breeze blocks, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, actually, no, they're heavier than breeze blocks.
Are they?
So the whole lot's got to come down.
Yeah.
Before the sale.
Yeah, I would rather not have that on the front of the boat. Is that why Martin looked a bit down?
Who is Martin?
Yeah, who's Martin in relation to you? How do you know Martin?
He's a good friend, family friend.
Okay.
Is that all you want? Okay, so you're sort of coy about who Martin was. That doesn't matter. None of my business.
No, I mean, I can get Martin in here. You can say hi if you want.
I'd love to, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to Martin if he's about.
Yeah, is Martin about?
I don't know if Martin's ready for this.
No, I don't know if Martin's in the right headspace.
Well, let's just see it, because Martin might be interested to see how Martin's headspace is. Just if he's dropped into this conversation might be interesting.
But no pressure if Martin's not.
Does your Wi-Fi work outside? Could you? Could we go over to the decking with the and see if Martin would chat to us mid? Doing,
does Martin know we're coming around?
No. This is Martin.
Hello, Martin.
Hello, Martin.
So these lads have just come around to look at the canal boat.
How are you, Martin?
I was just explaining that you're just demolishing the brick decking because it's too heavy for the boat. What are you talking about? I don't know.
It's quite Bruce.
Christ, are you actually paying him?
I'm not paying him to be polite to other people, am I?
Clearly. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Oh, dear. So have you enjoyed living here while you... I must admit, I like the boat and I like the surroundings. Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah. I've loved it. I've loved the peace and quiet. I like, you know, as you can see, we're here by a sort of a field.
Yeah.
And that's been nice.
No.
Did I say to you, by the way, the mooring doesn't come with the sale price of the boat?
No, you didn't. No. Okay.
So the cost of the mooring,
mm-hmm.
which obviously includes your power supply, your electricity and your water. So if you wanted to buy the sorry,
we'd love to thank Martin before we go, that's all. I was just thinking, we'd love it.
Sure, absolutely. how much longer do you think it will be, by the way?
Oh, not
here.
Yeah, no, we've probably seen
we've sort of seen enough. I just wonder what what happens next if we're interested in the barge. What do we do?
Yeah, how do we should we contact you, Martin, or Johnny?
You can contact me directly.
Okay.
Just to say, please don't text.
No.
If you could.
Why?
Well, it's better on email.
Okay, yeah. Simple answer, better on email.
Because quite often, you know, I'm quite drunk and I can just suddenly reply quickly. And the email, I'll just take my time a bit more. So if we're talking about sort of negotiating deals and things, I would prefer that you email me.
Yeah, okay. No, cool. We're probably going to have to negotiate on the price a little bit because it seems about 50 grand over price.
But I really like it, though.
I really like it. I love what Martin's
trying to do out there. That's nice.
Well, that's all coming down.
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah, it's a bit shame, though. But that's, yeah. But well, thank you, Mrs. Falconio.
Yeah, thanks, Mrs. Falconio. Thanks for. I hope your husband's all right and whatnot.
Do you want to say goodbye?
You'd love to say goodbye to Martin. What's Martin's surname out of interest? Just if we.
Ronson.
Sure.
Okay. So it's Martin. Where's he gone? Where's Martin?
Where's Martin gone?
They're off now. They've seen enough. So they just wanted to say goodbye.
What is going on?
They came to look at the canal boat.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, which way are they now?
Just put them back. Well, this way you can see them.
How are you doing, lads?
Hi, Martin. Yeah, how are you?
Hi, Martin. We're just looking at the narrow boat.
Yeah, all the work you've done on it. How's all the work going on the canal boat? Is it going well?
What are you talking about? This isn't a way to live your life. You can't be doing this. Come on, you're better than that.
It's quite philosophical.
What's wrong with you?
Anyway, listen, lads, it was lovely to meet you.
And you, Mrs. Falcone.
And you, Mrs. Falcone. And you, Martin. And you, Martin Robson.
All right.
Thanks
very much. I think
we've had enough.
Yeah, we'll email you. Bye, Mr.
Bye. Bye.